views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Go Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, July 1st, 2014, number 86. Since being in the YNTS studio, we are currently airing on Hit Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. If you listen to us on replay throughout the weekend, thank you very much. W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, and 24/7 on iHeart Radio. Again, more information, www.yoandrewnts.com. Toll-free number, 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Tweet us at yoandrewnts. Email yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Don't be left behind. Listen to me, Yo Andrew, News Talk Show. Great to be live. Great to be here. Last time I heard it was Tuesday night. Right on time. The way it should be. Howard Forrest, my phone screener, as always. Mary Claire Siniskalki, producer. Moon Summer, voiceover personality. My father, Teddy Giordano, always spectating. I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. I said last week, when we ended off June in style, and it was a bumpy month, I won't lie, but it's going to be a great show tonight to begin off July. Month of June, I meant it was bumpy. I said that I was going to bring on intern Michael from Transformation Talk Radio. Well, I emailed Transformation Talk Radio, and Michael's on vacation at the time. We hope we can get him on the program because, again, he's a big fan of the show, especially when he edits the show in the station all the way in Seattle, Washington. And we'd love him to come on and speak about his experience as an intern, and hopefully I can give some advice considering of all the experiences I've been through. And just to let you know, we are still working on getting a guest and getting a segment to speak about dine-in movie theaters. Again, a brand new transformation, how we eat and view a motion film. We went from drive-in to just going in to now eating in. It just all comes down to it. And we're getting that set up also. So I'm very proud of myself that I didn't forget what I promised to you guys last week about what we want to do, and that is get Michael on to speak and also get someone or just an hour in your phone calls to speak about the dine-in theaters. I got a gift card. I'm probably going to go. We have one in New Jersey. And I really haven't seen any expansion. I haven't seen everyone talking about it or commercials come in and dine in today. None. The way 3D movies died out, or they're still around, there's just no demand for it at the moment. We hope to see with dine-in theaters in the near future. Watch, it's going to be a phase, or it's going to be a trend, and I'm going to be the one completely left out at age 55. I'll be too old to go to dine-in theaters. That's what my children will tell me. I'm moving away from it, though. The past 2 weeks, we have seen the Supreme Court come out and do their yearly rulings. They choose a few cases that hundreds bring up to the Supreme Court, some say the highest court in all the land, And they choose a few, and they make rulings on it. If they agree, if they disagree, and they strike it down, or if they just don't choose a side and they leave it up to someone else, if it's the president and Congress or the states. And in the next segment, we are going to be speaking about Ariel versus the TV broadcaster. That's the Supreme Court I really thought was interesting. And we're going to be speaking with Philip Salas, who is a professor in Philadelphia, and he's going to give us a really good rundown of that court ruling, how Ariel lost, and what's next for that company, and who they are in general. I want to talk about some of the cases, some of the rulings, pretty much all the rulings. And I'm going to choose some I want to talk about into more depth, some I might not talk about as much. But again, at the end of the hour, you'll be able to call in and you'll be able to answer the question of, did any of these court rulings affect you individually? I want to get into some of them with you. So the first one we have is McCutcheon versus Federal Election Commission. And I do like this one. The Supreme Court, in a 5-4 vote, struck down the aggregate caps on political contributions, the latest in a string of decisions rolling back campaign finance regulations. So what they did was they struck down where the Supreme Court doesn't believe that we should be able to cap political contributions. And that is, of course, the latest. So what are we trying to say here? Many people believe that we should cap how much money we should give. Do I agree with that? No. For one reason. Why should we cap a group to give money? I think the group can give as much money as they want. It's your money. If you agree with the issue, you have the right to give as much money as you want. The politician has the right. Who's running it? The politician has the right to say, no, I don't want to take that much money. In my campaign, I will cap 100. And if you believe in what I believe in, you will follow what we are doing. And I think many in the Supreme Court believe that same image that I'm looking at right now. If you earn your money, you can give as much money as you want. It's you, the president, it's you, congressman. It's you to say, no, I'm not going to take your money. We interviewed former Louisiana Governor Buddy Romer on this program twice, and he explained to us how in his campaign he capped how much contribution he will take. It was 100. Now, of course, he didn't win, and of course, the conclusion was money, but he was trying to make the point. The point is, if you don't want contributions, if you don't want money to run elections, don't take the money. You have the right to give as much money as you want. I know I do it. If I want to give $1 million to the president, I could. If I want to give to his opponents, I could. I just don't believe that we should be able to cap those contributions. I think it relies on the politician who's, you know, his campaign itself. And it's all up to his team. So let's move forward here. We got Town of Greece versus Galloway, and the Supreme Court was a 5-4, upheld the practice of public prayer before local government meetings, rejecting arguments that overwhelmingly Christian advocations violate the constitutional bar on the establishment of an official religion. We move down. National Labor Relations Board versus Noel Canning, the higher court ruled that President Obama exceeded his authority in 2012 by appointing 3 people to the NLRB. I'm actually happy about that decision. Happy about the decision because it shows the president how much power you have. Because, and you might disagree with me, and that's fine if you do. I just believe the president sometimes thinks he can do things that he can't do. There's something you could do. I might not agree with it. But there's something you just can't do, but he does it anyway. And I don't know if it's him. I don't know if it's someone on his administration who's telling him to. I don't know. I would love to know, but I can't figure that out myself. let's move on. We have the American Broadcasting Companies versus Aereo, and we're going to speak about that in the next segment. I just want to give you a gist on what it is. Broadcasters won a high-stakes victory as the Supreme Court ruled Aereo, Inc. violated copyrights on programming, dealing the online video startup a crippling blow. A three-year company, what they do is take basic television, the basic channels, basic signal that you would get if you placed an antenna in your living room, and they took that and they were able to create high definition, precise signal if you bought an ADOT subscription. The only problem is the American Broadcasting Companies didn't like how they are paying to create signal over the air while this company was not. They were stealing the signal, giving it to their consumers, and then they're paying $8 a month. Whole controversy. Many said if Aereo won, then the American Broadcasting Companies would have created a blackout where there would be no free television, no opportunity. And we're going to go into more information on that case in the next segment. I'm actually really excited because that's something I've been following the past several months. We have a few more Supreme Court cases here that had a ruling. We had the police search of cell phones, Riley versus California, U.S. versus Worry. A anonymous Supreme Court ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search the vast amount of information on a suspect's cell phone, broadly protecting Americans' privacy rights in the digital age. 9-0, everyone agreed. They agree that police officers must obtain a warrant to search the vast amount of information on suspect cell phones, of course, protecting Americans' privacy rights. Of course they did that, because privacy rights has become such a large issue the past several years. Very large issue. And yeah, police should obtain a warrant. Many information that you have in your house 30, 40 years ago, think about it. Think about all the information, files in cabinets, pictures, what you purchased, that you used to have folders of receipts, right? Some of you remember, my older audience, you remember? I was a young kid, I was still around, I remember too. Now, the majority of this information is in your cell phone. The majority of information is in your tablet, in your computer. And we see more and more tech companies coming out and trying to create an ecosystem where you are able to do pretty much everything from setting up your alarm to remembering to turn off the air conditioner at 3 in the morning. Everything is through your devices. About everything. And the same way a police officer needed a warrant to come into a house, the same way now is for the cell phone. And of course, privacy rights. You can't say you can't compare it, because you have to. You have to, because you're speaking about a physical time where now it's a digital time. And yes, you can say, well, we need a warrant in a house because there was something in there. Well, what makes you think there's not something in here? There is stuff that was in your house that you don't want people to see, where in your cell phone, it's the same thing. And of course, privacy rights. I think the Supreme Court really hit on hand, and I think they made the right decision. Right now, me and the Supreme Court are pounding fists. We're doing pretty good together. Let's keep moving. We got a few more. Burrell versus Hobby Lobby stores. This was a very popular one, and I know many might be affected by this Supreme Court ruling. Many have disagreed with it so far, and some are coming out and saying the president might take action on his own. Because again, when the Supreme Court does something, you are now sitting there in a situation where do you have to do something else, and hopefully the Supreme Court won't come back and hit me again, or will I just move on and live my life for a few more years. Well, what am I talking about, though? U.S. Supreme Court ruled in a 5-4 split, said private companies can, on religious grounds, opt out of a federal healthcare law requirement that companies provide contraception coverage for employees. Let me make this more clear, because some of you are probably lost. And it's a big Supreme Court ruling. There are many who came out and said, we are very religious. Our company is on religious grounds. And under President Obama's Affordable Care Act protection, Affordable Care Act and the Patient Protection Act, it says that it's mandatory that you have to give contraceptive drugs to your employees, for employees, you have to. Of course, if they want to, you have to, they have to be covered and they have to receive these contraceptive drugs. Many companies that are religious or on religious grounds feels that it's going against their religion. And some say their rights, and they feel they should not be forced to do anything. Of course, it went from the small courts, then all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said that private companies on religious grounds could now opt out. If they feel, if they legally feel and see that they could opt out, they now can. And many, many are going very crazy over it, while many are not doing enough. So it's a little bit of both. I look at it where I think religious grounds, because there probably are some private companies out there who, yes, I don't think they should be able to be forced to do anything under their religion. Of course, you're going to have companies that are going to use this as a political, you know, for political reasons. And many are now saying that the Supreme Court justices, they ruled it because of political reasons, because what they politically agree with, if they agree with religion, or if they agree with President Obama's health care plan and they want to weaken it. So this has become a controversy, and we're not going to go in, you know, deep into it the way many other programs are, but at least we got a gist on what it is. We have a few more here I'm going to go through really quickly with you. We got the pollution regulations, Environmental Protection Agency versus EME, Homer City Generation. The EPA can reinstate limits on power plant pollution that blows across state lines, the Supreme Court ruled 6-2, handing a defeat to electric utilities that oppose the effort has caused regulatory overreach. We then move on to capital punishment. Hall versus Florida. The court gave intellectually disabled defendants greater protection from execution, ruling that Florida can't set a simple IQ score of 70 has cut off from capital punishment. And the last one, we have two more. Halliburton Co. versus Erica P. John Fund. The court gave companies more leeway to fend off security fraud lawsuits, but declined to overrule precedent that has undergirded class action lawsuits for alleged securities fraud. And the last one, affirmative action. This was based in Michigan. The Supreme Court upheld Michigan's decision to end affirmative action as its public universities in a 6-2 ruling. And we all know what affirmative action is, and the Supreme Court decided that it will upheld Michigan's decision. We're going to go more into aerial versus TV broadcasters with our guest right up next. Don't let behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you
for it. This is the sound of a flat-screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address. YoAndrew@YoAndrewNTS.com. Always on the run. We know how you feel. Listen to Yo Andrew on your iPhone, iPad, Android, or Android tablets. Go to www.yoandrewnts.com for more info. Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
This Supreme Court case that we're really going to get in depth with, I feel like it's a main event in one of the largest stages in the world. Because when I first heard about the Supreme Court case, Aereo versus American Broadcasting Companies, Inc., it was just people, some were scared, some were concerned, others didn't really raise an eyebrow to it. I looked at it where if Aereo did win this Supreme Court case, we would be seeing a different reaction from the American people right now. It's one of those, if something happened, then you'll do something about it. That's how I look at it. To give me more information about American Broadcasting Companies, Inc. versus Aereo and the ruling the Supreme Court made a few days ago, he has over 30 years experience in television research, sales, and sales management. Began his career as a research analyst at Blair Television New York. He then moved to CBS-owned WCAU-TV in Philadelphia as research director, where he oversaw the transition from Nielsen diary-based audience measurement to daily meter-based overnight ratings. Currently assistant teaching professor at Drexel University, Antoinette Westphal College of Media Arts and Design. His name is Professor Philip Salas, and he's on my phone line. Professor Salas, welcome to the O. Andrew News Talk Show.
Thank you, Andrew. Nice to be here.
I want to first ask you, American Broadcasting Companies, Inc. versus Aereo, Inc., the Supreme Court ruled it is now ended. Before we go into the ruling that the Supreme Court made, what does Aereo do, and is it legal?
Well, I'll answer the second part of your question first, and that is the Supreme Court has basically said it's not legal. It's an interesting service. What Aereo does in a nutshell is they charge, as a subscriber, they charge you $8 to $12 per month, and they will pick up the over-the-air broadcast signals in whatever market you happen to be in, CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, PBS, and they capture those signals on an antenna, a coin-sized antenna that is dedicated to you, the customer, and they rebroadcast that signal, and you can watch it either on your computer or your tablet or your mobile device.
Aereo is a small business, and they created this concept about 3 years ago. They are trying to tell their consumers that, well, you're the consumer. It's your airtime. It's your broadcasting signal. Do you think the American broadcasting companies who battled with Aereo in the Supreme Court, do you think they're trying to gain power in the market by booting out Aereo, or they actually just want to create a legal pathway to innovation in television?
I think it's neither of those, Andrew. I think that they're trying to protect their intellectual property, their programming, their news, their drama, their sports, and hence their revenue streams. I think it's all about copyright infringement as far as ABC and the broadcasters are concerned, and they're protecting the television content that they have paid to create.
I think you make a great point, because that's what they're doing. They are paying to create content, and they're giving it out to an audience who purchases a subscription in their area each month. And you have this small business who does have a great concept. I really don't see that we can pass away what they have done. Instead of purchasing a antenna at your nearest store, you can just buy our $8 subscription in HD. I think the problem is, and what the American broadcasters, what they see the problem is, they're taking what we purchase or what we create, and they are giving this out for free, and they're making money out of it, and they're not making anything. And I think that's what Aereo needs. Well, that's what their consumers need to understand, but Aereo is telling their consumers differently.
Well, you know, in the short term, you could say that Aereo was very pro-consumer. You know, people want to watch TV where they want, when they want, on what device they want to watch it on, and they don't want to pay a lot. You know, people are understandably upset that their cable bills are increasing, and they're looking for a lower-cost alternative, which this seemed to be. And so I think in the short term, Aereo could have been very pro-consumer, but in the long term, it's destructive to the television model as we know it, because the networks produce great shows that we all want to watch. And they have to get paid for those shows. And if they don't get paid for those shows, the quality of television will decline. So I think ABC is taking a a longer term view of it. Although it's very consumer friendly in the short term, in the long term, I don't think it is.
And I really feel someone could take Ariel's concept and create a legal pathway, especially with technology and the innovation we now see in the market. I mean, come on. We saw Napster in the late 90s. It was, yes, we were able to have music in the tip of our hands, but we weren't paying anyone to distribute that music. Then we saw iTunes come out, and look what we see in the music market today. So I think Ariel's got a good point. They have a good idea, but we hope they can, hopefully everyone could be happy and someone's not losing money and someone's not doing something illegally. We are speaking with Professor Philip Salas. He's on my phone line, and we're speaking about the American Broadcasting Companies, Inc. versus Ariel Supreme Court case. And the Supreme Court has ruled that Ariel was doing copyright infringement, and it was a huge win for American Broadcasting Companies. Ariel, Professor, they said this in a letter to all their consumers, and you can go on Ariel.com to read it, and they quote saying, "The spectrum that the broadcasters use to transmit over-the-air programming belongs to the American public, and we believe you should have a right to access that live programming, whether your antenna sits on the roof of your home, on top of your television, or in the cloud." Professor Salas, how would you respond to this?
Well, I think they're right in a sense. The spectrum does belong to the people. But the content that rides on that spectrum belongs to the creator of the content. It's like a highway. There's a federal highway system. The highways belong to the government, to the people, to the taxpayers, but the cars belong to the people. And so the people that create the content that rides on these airwaves needs to be protected. And the Supreme Court basically said, it looks to us like a cable company, and cable companies pay a fee to the broadcasters and resell the service and make a profit. So the Supreme Court saw Aereo as technologically different, but as a business model similar to a cable company.
I love the conversation we're having, Professor Salas. What we're doing is we're not taking anyone's side. We're just telling Ariel, we're not saying what you're doing is bad. We're just saying how you're doing it is illegal. And we just want to just change that one thing. We're not trying to take away television from anyone. We are not trying to take away anyone's rights to watch it wherever they want or where they could have it in their home. We're just telling them this is what you can't do under law and regulation. And we just want you to fix it. I don't think that's a problem. But I feel they are just, right now, they are going to go back to small court, and it looks like they're going to keep fighting. And I don't think the message is going to get out, and their company is going to fall because of what they believe in, not because what's right for the United States.
Yeah, well, their financial backing, which was done by Barry Diller to the tune of $20-some million, Barry Diller has basically said, "I'm out. We're done." And the founder of Aereo, Chet Kanojia, I think he's kind of retrenching and he's looking at his options. It's a neat technology. I like the technology. And he's got to decide whether he has a business in that technology. There are a lot of great technologies out there that just aren't good businesses. But I think we haven't seen the end of the technology. I think, that we could see it resurface again.
I agree. I think it's a great technology. And when I actually watched a video on their website, because personally, many of us didn't know about this company until the Supreme Court case appeared on television. And I'm looking at the website and what they do and watching their consumers and their family. And it looks like a great idea. What's better than going throughout your house or outside and being able to watch basic television in high definition, in color, at the pool, your kids in the car? I think it's a great concept. We're just saying that what you're doing is hurting the television market. It's hurting those who rightfully created something that's theirs, and we just want to fix that. And I hope Ariel could see that and be able to take their technology and do something with it that's for the good, not for the evil. We are speaking with Professor Philip Salas. He's on my phone line. We're speaking about American Broadcasting Companies, Inc. versus Ariel, Inc., a Supreme Court case that ended giving a win for the American Broadcasting Companies, telling to Ariel what you're doing with their content is copyright infringement. Ariel is just one company, Professor. Do you know any other companies that might be doing a concept like this that we haven't really heard of yet, that hasn't reached the Supreme Court the way we just saw?
Yes, Andrew, there is another company. It's called Filmon, F-I-L-M-O-N. If you Google it, you'll see what they're about. They have obviously been following this Ariel case very closely. And they have said that they might just decide to keep their technology and pay the broadcasters the copyright fees that they want. That's the only other company that I'm aware of. There have been a couple. There was one called IVY TV a few years ago that was shut down. So that it's not necessarily new. It's been around. The concept has been around. As far as I know, this Film On is the only one that has been has survived along with Ariel up to this point.
And when we speak about the internet and online, it's complicated because there's millions of websites and millions of different servers, and every country can allow this site and not that one. So right now we sit here and we think of a website like Film On when there's probably four other websites that you and I haven't heard of yet, hasn't hit mainstream, didn't gain any early adopters, so it's not hitting any trend. And soon enough, one website goes down, another one comes out. So I think this type of battle we saw with Ariel, we're going to see a lot more of it until we finally sit down and finally tell people to stop doing it because it's not going to work out. It's not going to work. But if Film On TV does decide to pay the TV companies, then I don't think that's a problem, right?
No, that's what the broadcasters are looking for. It's a question of whether they can charge their customers enough as on a monthly basis to cover those fees that they would have to pay to the broadcasters.
Right,
so
now,
Oh,
yes.
I'm sorry. Yeah, at that point, it just becomes a business decision whether they think they can make money with a model like that.
And with everything coming so expensive in 2014 going into 2015, we always like the $14.99 price tag on a monthly subscription. We are speaking with Professor Philip Salas. He's on my front line, currently assistant teaching professor at Drextel University, Antoinette Westfall College of Media Arts and Design, American Broadcasting Companies, Inc. versus Ariel, Inc., Supreme Court case ruling, Ariel the loser, and we saw American Broadcasting Companies the winner. Professor Salas, where could my audience contact you if they do have a subscription with Ariel, or they just want to know more information on this court case because it interests them?
My email address, I'd be happy to give it to your listeners, is psalas, P-S-A-L-A-S, at drexel.edu. I can't answer any questions specifically about their subscription with Ariel, but I'm happy to answer any questions that they might have.
Professor Philip Salas, currently assistant teaching professor at Drextel University, Antoinette Westfall College of Media Arts and Design. Thank you for coming on the program and giving us in-depth conversation on this Supreme Court case conclusion. And we hope we can speak to you in the future.
Thank you, Andrew. I've enjoyed it.
Have a good one, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Professor Philip Salas, assistant teaching professor at Drextel University's Antoinette Westfall College of Media Arts and Design. And I am on the website, filmon.tv, and after the commercial break, we'll speak a little bit more about this website, you and I will explore together, because I never heard of it. And I also want you to answer the question, toll-free, 855-712-9687, 855-712-YNTS. How did any of the Supreme Court rulings affect you? Did they affect you? Did they affect any of your daily agendas? Did this affect you? American Broadcasting Companies, Inc. versus Aereo. Did the Hobby Lobby affect you? Did the contributions going to political campaigns affect you? I want to know. Toll-free number, 855-712-YNTS. Don't get behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
This is the sound of a flat screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
He always wanted to be a Rush Hour Renegade.
Hello, San Francisco. We're the Rush Hour Renegades. I'm Joey Gladstone. This is my partner, Jesse Katsopoulos. Say hi, Jess.
24 years later, he settles for Yo Andrew.
Rush Hour Renegades! Come on at ya!
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Thanks for being with me. Welcome back. We're looking at Filmon.tv. It's kind of like Ariel, where you're able to watch television on a daily subscription, and they also don't pay for the content they show. I don't understand. Professor Salas and I, we were both on the same page. We agree that Aereo has a great concept, great technology. We also agree that TV broadcasters should be getting paid for the content that they're using, and the Supreme Court made the correct ruling. I think Professor Salas and I did it best. We had a good conversation, and we hope that you agree. If you think it is affecting your lifestyle, the phone number is 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. He did mention Filmon TV, and it's filmon.com. Now, I'm looking around, trying to get more information on, like, a price, or right now that they're showing me movies that I can read more on, but I want to get to the TV part. Here it is, live TV. So let's click on it. See, they're interesting. Excuse me. They're interesting, actually. Now I'm choking a bit. So they're a little bit different, I noticed, because they give you different type of television subscriptions. And they have ads. And you can click on and watch it. But this is on the laptop, though. Probably if you go on mobile, it's probably different. You see, record in HD with no ads. Click here. Okay. I figured it out. I know what they're doing. I can give you an idea because during college, it says log onto your PC, tablet, 500 live, high-quality channels, 45,000 videos on demand, 10 hours recording space, 500 live TV low-resolution channels, 45,000 videos. See, look what Filmon's doing. What Filmon's doing is, if you have a device and you have a cable subscription, you could record that content and place it out on their website. Ariel, it was a little bit more basic. Here you go. You have the 15 to 20 basic channels. We don't feel you should be paying for cable. It's in that type of argument. Filmon.tv is more international. And Filmon TV gives you the right to put on television. Or even put on your own, if you like to. Because when you go into live TV, you got music, featured movie, classic TV. You're technically able to create your own channel and place it out onto their website. That's what you're able to do. For example, I like talk radio. I enjoy listening to a young man or woman speak about information. Right now, I'm actually watching Fox News with Chris Wallace, the audio on Filmon.tv. This is actually an awesome website. I'm not going to lie. The only problem is when Professor Salas told us Filmon TV might decide to pay content that they're using. How is that possible? As of right now, you even have NPR, Fox News, Frontline. They're all on this website. PBS NewsHour podcast. It's on this website. How are you going to, who are you going to pay? I guess in their situation, they have to create a system where, okay, we're playing this content, we got to pay. And if someone's paying already, if Fox News is deciding to put content on our website, then they pay us. I guess they have to create that type of system. 855-712-9687. As of right now, it looks like Philmon is a different website from Ariel. It's a very different website. Philmon TV, it's a little bit of a, you can broadcast your content, you can broadcast someone else's content, or you can broadcast a little bit of everything. Have fun. And hopefully one day someone will find you and bring you to the main stage. Ariel, though, different website. Different website, different services. I would love to see if it's free on the tablet, though. And the smartphone. Hey, I'm not going to lie. I do like to watch my favorite videos. And if I'm not doing anything wrong, well, we'll keep it like that. I don't want to say too much over the air. Ariel, I just don't agree with how they're protecting their consumers. If you go to protectmyantenna.org, it's an organization Ariel created, and their mission is Americans have the right to access over-the-air broadcast TV using an antenna for decades. The right to use modern technology to do so is now at risk. Speak out and ask your lawmakers to protect your right to use a cloud-based antenna. Americans have the right to access over-the-air broadcast TV. They do. They do have the right. Using an antenna for decades. You're right. And they still do. You can go to your nearest convenience store, purchase an antenna, and if you have the reception in your area and a broadcasting signal by you with the direct signal, you are able to view programming. You are able to watch anything you like. You have the right. The right to use modern technology to do so is now at risk. It's not now at risk. It's not. As of right now, yeah, there is a demand for it. And if you do have a cable subscription, you're able to, as of now, watch in your own home. And if you do want to watch it outdoors, talk with your company. Protect My Antenna, I don't know what kind of mission this is, because you're trying to protect consumers' rights. But I don't think it's fair that if I'm creating content and I am being paid for my content by NBC or by ABC and someone else is playing my content, or NBC is creating content, creating a television show, and someone else is taking their content, putting it over because they believe consumers' rights are being interfered with, and they're getting paid $8 times a million subscribers, that's now $8 million that I'm losing out on. But if I took Ariel's content, if Ariel decided tomorrow to create their own content, and NBC said, well, we're going to take Ariel's content and put it on our channels. And by the way, they're probably going to make a lot more money because of the market they're in and how large they are. I don't think Ariel's going to be too happy about it. I think we all understand now. We all understand where we're going with this. Ariel, it's a great concept. It is. The problem is, you need to realize that what you're doing is copyright infringement. You're taking someone's information and you're giving it out for free. You're not paying someone for it. Under the rules and laws of the United States, it's illegal. That's it. When I come back on the program, there's a drought in California. I'll be speaking with my guest, Brad Rippey. I'll be behind.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com. Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you
for
it.
This is the sound of a flat-screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address. YoAndrew@YoAndrewNTS.com. Always on the run. We know how you feel. Listen to Yo Andrew on your iPhone, iPad, Android, or Android tablets. Go to www.yoandrewnts.com for more info.